Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Anyone can do this, but most people won't.
This is Terrio Media.
Success in real estate has nothing to do with shiny objects. It has everything to do with mastering the basics. The three pillars of real estate investing: attract, convert, exit. Matt Terrio has been helping real estate investors do just that for more than a decade now. If you want to make money in real estate, keep listening. If you want it faster, visit reiace.com. Here's Matt.
Hey there, epic investor. It's Matt Terrio from Epic Real Estate, where we show people how to invest in real estate with an emphasis on retiring early. Now, you don't have to retire early. You can continue working if you want. There's a lot of people out there that like what they do. But what we're talking about is just creating the option in your life to retire whenever you want. So this is the Epic Real Estate Investing Show. If you didn't know, if this is your first time here, really glad that you found us. If you like what you hear, make sure that you hit the subscribe button before you go. We post cool stuff like this each and every day. We've been doing it for a really long time, and I'd hate for you to miss out. If this is not your first time here, welcome back. And thank you for sharing this with your friends and family. Thank you for just spreading the good word. Love you for that. Alrighty, so let's talk about the aspect that anyone can succeed in real estate. But the truth is that most people won't. And why is that? And what does it mean for you? You know, about a year ago, I remember a comment on my YouTube channel. It's probably maybe a little bit more than a year. And it was a video of just kind of demonstrating how real estate creates wealth, you know, with the profit centers and the leverage aspect of it and the supply and demand of the economics. Like, just, it just kind of went through that whole thing. And the comment was, I see what you're saying and I agree with it, but there aren't enough houses for this to work for everybody. And that debate went back and forth. And I just kind of started to think about it. I was like, you know what? That's probably true, right? There's probably not enough houses for this to work for everybody, meaning it's not a plan that can work for everybody. But I started to think, what plan does work for everybody? You know, with that statement, I see something different. I started to read between the lines because, you know, with people thinking like that or thinking that real estate is risky. By the way, real estate is not immune to these types of sentiments. This happens to everything. I mean, there's always naysayers out there that want to put down what you got or find the holes in it or just want to find out why it won't work. They're not looking for why it will work. They're looking for why it won't work. You know, and it's a common sentiment that real estate is risky or that real estate is hard or that being a landlord is a pain in the ass. You know, the tenants, they're just going to tear up your properties anyway. Or when people say stuff like, yeah, but what happens when the market crashes? And I actually see opportunity in those comments, meaning anyone can do this business. But right there, I mean, that right there, with all of those comments in it, and they're such common comments, there's a huge category of people that never will. And that's the opportunity. Further, I remember when I made that big investment in my first real estate investing education program. It was a $22,000 investment. I remember it very specifically and vividly Because back in 2005, when I made that investment, I mean, that type of money for an education program, that was unheard of. I remember my mom just about losing it when I told her this. And I was an adult and I'd moved out of the house, been long out of the house. And she still lost it. She couldn't imagine. And my friends thought some of the same thing. Not all of them, but there were people that thought I was out of my mind. But today, shoot, 22 grand for a program like that, that's commonplace. It's almost reasonable at this point, right? And I remember I'd be sitting in this big classroom in this program. We'd be studying a certain subject. It was a really, really good program. If it was still around, I would actually endorse it. But you would go to four times a year, and you'd meet out in Arizona, and it was a two-year program. It was fantastic. And the classroom, it held probably 300 people. And everyone was listening to the same information. I mean, they had a bunch of different classrooms so you could choose what you wanted to learn about. But each classroom had about 250, 300 people in it. And everyone was listening to the same information from the same instructor. Everyone had the same workbook. And the success rate there of the program, I think it was like 5, 6%, something like that. I mean, I read somewhere that like 97% of the people that buy anything educational don't even open up the package. But this program, a lot of people open it up because there are a lot of people that were there. But still, about 4 or 5%, I think, is what the number was, that actually like went on to succeed in real estate, that were actually doing deals at the time. And that's the other half of that anyone can do this, but most people won't. It's pretty consistent with most programs out there, regardless of what the subject is. I mean, I'm speaking of like whether it's an educational program on learning how to day trade or how to start and launch an Amazon store or learning to invest in real estate. You know, in the beginning of the Epic Pro Academy, I mean, with my greatest efforts, my greatest intentions, I mean, as much as I saw, as much value as I saw in that program that I was in, I did see a lot of room for improvement because they would just, you'd come out with all of this great information, just these nuggets and just this newly found knowledge that was so powerful that no one had ever exposed you to. So you felt so enlightened. But when you got home, you're just like, okay, so where do I begin? I mean, it was so much stuff. Like, we need to put this in a sequence, right? We need to put this in an order. And when I decided to make the Epic Pro Academy, I said, that's what I'm going to do differently. And I'm going to have a much better success rate than that. That was kind of my whole goal. And so I did. I put a little much more in a step-by-step fashion. I did everything that I thought would make the difference. I made it as easy as I possibly could make it. I mean, I just broke it down like we had a saying in the house, like, let's just, can a caveman understand it, right? Could a caveman do it? Okay, then you have to reword it. You have to re-explain it. And, you know, I went through just the step-by-step process and so that anyone could do it. But still, I think our statistics were a little bit better than the program I had come through, but still, most people didn't do it. And that statistic, though, it's improved significantly since we introduced the REI ACE program. But still, not everyone is getting the success that they want. I mean, we're up to, I believe, right around 72%, 73% the last time we did a survey of our REI ACE participants that have at least closed a deal since they started. And I'm pretty proud of that number. That's pretty extraordinary in the educational space. And if you'd like to see how we're doing that, you can visit reiace.com, where you'll find a short little training video there that reveals all. But as good as the REIACE program is, still not everybody in the program is doing deals. So what it really comes down to is, you know, it's so simple. You just got to go generate leads. When those leads come in, you sort the prospects from the suspects, you turn the prospects into contracts, and then you exit the deal, right? Whether you're going to flip the property, hold the property, or you're going to finance the property. It's not a complicated process at all. It takes no special talents, no special intelligence, no special resources. And that's what I mean, that anybody can do it. But most people won't. And that's the opportunity for you. You know, if you read the book, The Dip by Seth Godin, one of my favorite books, and it's a really short read. It's just, I don't know, it's not even like a quarter of an inch thick. I mean, you could read it certainly on your lunch break. And it gets much deeper into the reasoning of what I'm talking about, that most people don't succeed at anything significant. It's not a real estate book, but it talks about why people don't get what they want. And it really comes down to they just simply give up way too soon. And you know, so when the going gets a little tough, and Godin shows that regardless of what it is worthwhile that you're pursuing, if you just endured the tough times, the same tough times that everybody that's pursuing that thing is going to experience, if you just endure the tough times a little bit longer, there will be a breakthrough. And then after that breakthrough, everything gets way easier. And learning to invest in real estate is no different. It's just like that. So here's what you need to succeed in real estate. Anyone can do this. I'm just going to break it down in three simple elements, I wouldn't call them steps, but three things that you must do to succeed in real estate. And they're so simple, anyone can do this. First, you need the right actions to take. You need the right actions. And there are a lot of really good programs out there that show you what to do and how to do it. So right there, I mean, there's no shortage of programs out there, educational programs, training programs. There's no shortage. Coaching programs, mentoring programs, there's a ton out there. So right there, anyone can find that program that they want to follow. I mean, just log on to Facebook and just wait for it to show up in your newsfeed. You'll find something, okay? So anyone can do that. Second, you need to take those actions and perform them consistently. And that right there, That consistently part of it, the second thing that you need, that starts to thin the herd considerably right there. That group starts to get smaller and smaller really, really quickly just from the consistency aspect of it. I mean, you can't just go to the gym and get on the treadmill every once in a while and expect to drop some pounds, right? You can't go to the gym and get on that treadmill once a week and expect to drop some pounds, even if you're doing it once a week consistently. No, I mean, even a few times a week probably won't move the needle too much on the scale. We all know that we need to go to the gym 4 to 6 times a week for exercise to be effective, for it to give the type of appearance that we want. And most people just won't do that. Now, third thing you need to take those right actions, perform them consistently and with persistence. So for the group of people that didn't get derailed by the consistency part, that group now shrinks even further for the lack of persistence. Just like the book, The Dip, they give up too soon. And you can't go to the gym consistently for a few weeks and expect to see any reasonable or noticeable results. It takes consistency backed by persistence for exercise to really transform a body. And for the same reason that our nation is fatter than it's ever been. There are more obese people in our country today than there have ever been. And it's for that reason, it's the same reason that most people won't succeed in real estate. I mean, anyone can go to the gym. Anyone can do that. I mean, there's one on every corner here in my city. There's one right down the street that for $5, you can get started. Anyone can do that. But most people won't. Anyone can succeed in real estate. But most people won't. And my first thought as to why is they just haven't made it a priority. They don't want it bad enough. That's what I come down to. Because if we want something, we go out and get it, don't we? Yeah. I mean, we'll all go and get that. But really, I don't know why people say they want something and then they don't go get it. I don't know what the whole foundation or the base of that is. All I know is that's what's so. Most people won't do it. And it doesn't matter why. That's just what's so. They won't do it. And that's your opportunity to grab everything that you have ever wanted financially from real estate. Real estate, it makes a lot of promises around wealth creation. And real estate will keep its promise if you keep your promise to it. If you found this episode valuable, there's a really good chance you know someone else who would too. So if it makes sense, share it with them and ask them to click the subscribe button when they get in here. I'm going to take great care of my promise. Alrighty, that's it for today. God loves you, and so do I. Peace, blessings, and success to you. I'm Matt Terrio, living the dream.
Yeah, yeah, we got the cash flow. Yeah, yeah, we got the cash flow. Yeah, yeah, we got the cash flow. You didn't know, homeboy, we got the cash flow.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.